Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the entire family. Coming up, our news update from ABC. It is next.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A Trump-appointed federal judge has blocked the White House from deploying any National Guard troops to Oregon. The judge questioning lawyers for the administration, asking if they were purposefully circumventing her order by sending Guard members from California and Texas to the state. Now, troops from any state are barred from going there. Portland Mayor Keith Wilson.
This is yet another unnecessary and inflammatory attempt by the president to deploy outside troops in Portland where no intervention is warranted.
Illinois is also fighting orders by the Trump White House to send the National Guard to Chicago. Negotiators from the U.S., Israel, and Hamas all meeting in Egypt this week to discuss the ceasefire agreement on the table now. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
It was President Trump's plan. Hamas says that it accepted the deal. Now the onus is on Hamas.
The Nobel Prize in Medicine awarded to three researchers in the field of immune tolerance. This is ABC News. The U.S. Supreme Court begins its new term today. They'll be taking up issues like birthright citizenship, President Trump's tariffs, and, says ABC's Devin Dwyer, elections.
The court will decide whether or not the use of race in drawing election maps is unconstitutional, even though the Voting Rights Act of 1965 says that map drawers need to take race into account. They cannot draw election maps that disproportionately silence voters of color. Is that whole regime unconstitutional? Some members of this conservative majority seem inclined to say it is.
One of two hawks stolen from SoFi Stadium in L.A. a week ago has been found. New video shows the moment Bubba the Hawk was reunited with his owner after being spotted in a backyard in Englewood Sunday afternoon. Last week's Rams game at SoFi, somebody stole a utility vehicle with the Hawks and their carriers in the back. The other hawk, Alice, is still missing. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Now with the Richland County Fair over, 4-H record books will soon be due. Hi, this is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Make your record book stand out with new farm animal, 4-H paper, and stickers from the Creative Outlet. Mention this ad and receive 20% off your record book scrapbooking supplies. Stop in while the current supplies last at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Core and Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Core and Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
6 minutes after seven, coming up, forecast details and the first clue in the 4-H medallion hunt. I'll give that to you coming up as well, so you can get looking. You've got something to do today a little bit later on.
This autumn, TriStar Gifts and More invites shoppers to explore a season full of treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will love the Amish-built hunting blinds, featuring panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for comfort and quality. Celebrate this season at TriStar Gifts and More on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, where the magic of autumn comes to life.
From breakfast through dinner, Muscatine Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza offers something for every meal. Customers can start their day with a hot, cheesy breakfast pizza, enjoy a hearty hunk of pizza at lunchtime, and bring home a delicious 12-inch pizza with wings for dinner. Known for friendly hometown service, this local favorite treats every guest like family. While there, visitors can also fill up with top-quality fuel. Orders can be called in ahead at 739-3733 for quick pickup. Muscatine Mini Mart remains the community's trusted stop for great food, welcoming faces, and more.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
A high of 64 today. That's right, not 84, 64. So much cooler than the last few days. We could even experience a few rumbles of thunder. For tonight, showers ending late and a low of 45. Tuesday, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 66. And Wednesday, sunny and quiet and a high of 64. Could be some light frost opportunities Tuesday night into Wednesday and Wednesday night into Thursday. Right now at the WRCO studios, we have received a tenth of an inch of rain in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, and our temperature has dipped to the current reading, the overnight low. It is 55 degrees.
The dust saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. Take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn. Wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town.
and does a little dance. Creaks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle. Kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing.
Luke Bryan, rain is a good thing. All right. Well, the 2025 Richland County 4-H Medallion Hunt is on. The medallion is hidden somewhere in Richland County. And each day this week, we'll be giving you clues to maybe get you in the right direction so you can win some prizes from Richland County 4-H. Day one, here's the clue. Good morning, Richland County. The sun is high. It's time to hunt. So don't be shy. Stretch your legs. Take a peek. Your first clue hides where nature speaks. All right. Once again, day one. Good morning, Richland County. The sun is high. It's time to hunt. So don't be shy. Stretch your legs. Take a peek. Your first clue hides where nature speaks. There you go. If you find it, contact Richland County 4-H, Richland County Extension, and let them know you got it. We'll be giving you clues this week as long as we need to be doing that. 12 minutes after 7 on a Monday, here is Tiger Lily Gold.
Safe in your arms. And then God turns on. forever. I thought it would last. Gotta try to make it a page of my past. You didn't even say goodbye when you slammed that door. Now I'm lying here alone in what once was our bed, trying to forget all the cruel words you said. While the radio was playing what once was our favorite song. Oh, enough is enough, I won't take any more. I'm picking myself up off the floor. Cause you can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good man down. Oh no, you can't keep a good man down. Sugar, you can't keep a good man down. I'm gonna dress up in the finest clothes that I own and take it to the streets. I won't be lonely for long. All my best moves on every single woman I see. Now you thought you could break me, add me to your list, notch me on your gun. Let me tell you this, I got news for you, baby, I don't break that easily. Cause you can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good man down. Hanging with my friends, this world's gonna see me smiling again. I'm taking some time to erase you from my memory. Don't write many letters, don't call me on the phone, don't knock on my door, cause to you I'm not at home. I know there's a woman out there for a man like me. Cause you can't keep a good man down. Can't keep a good man down. Oh no. Can't keep a good man down. Baby, can't keep a good man down. Oh, enough is enough. I can't take it anymore. I'm picking myself up on the floor. Cause I can't keep a good man down. Baby, can't keep a good man down. Honey, can't keep a good man down.
Alabama on WRCO Radio. Notes on today, some things to recognize. We first of all say it is World Cerebral Palsy Day. It is also National Physician's Assistant Day. We salute National Orange Wine Day, Noodle Day, National Noodle Day. Have some pasta. Yeah. It's National Badger Day. How about that as well? The pesky badger animal that is recognized and celebrated today. We celebrate it all the time here in Wisconsin there when the Badgers play. It's Day of Unity Day. It is Child Health and Blue Shirt Day. You know what? I lucked out because I didn't know it coming into work today, but I do have a blue shirt on, which is also known as World Day of Bullying Prevention. We'll check in with old Hank and see what's up and see if he did find any jokes when he was roaming around the streets at the homecoming parades.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Sprint Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Sprint Woodland Hills feels like home.
Now, more than ever, keeping your home safe matters. Did you know most people who misuse prescription drugs get them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street, Richland Center. It's the perfect time to clear out old or unused medications. Can't make it that day? No problem. There are four permanent medication drop box locations in our area. The Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you can't reach one of these, simply put wet coffee grounds or kitty litter in a plastic bag. Mix in your medications, seal it, and toss it in the household trash. This is one crisis we have the power to control. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Did you know four physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics have completed Herdman's vestibular rehabilitation, making them able to effectively assess and treat dizziness, vertigo, and post-concussion symptoms? They're helping patients find their footing and their freedom again. If you're experiencing any of these symptoms, talk to your primary care provider about a referral. Rural Healthcare, close to home.
It's Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, where you can buy everything from chicken feed to something that looks suspiciously like a lawn ornament. Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who dig deeper than your uncle's fishing stories. And Napa Auto & Truck Parts, because duct tape can't fix everything. Start your week with the latest updates, a little knowledge you may actually use, and of course, Chet's Chuckle, where Phil and Hank bring you jokes so corny they could be sold by the bushel. That's Monday's Roundup, making Mondays just slightly less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hi, Phil.
The Hankster.
How are you doing, buddy?
Not bad.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
Good.
You are
good.
The king of homecoming parades.
Oh, my goodness. I went through a lot of them.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but I never was crowned anything.
No.
Maybe the dummy.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe right. The dummy. Anyway.
Yeah. My mom used to say that. I could just crown you.
Yes.
I don't know what that meant.
I could tell you. I could tell you what that meant.
I didn't know if I was supposed to wear a crown or whatever. I could just crown that kid.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. You definitely could crown you. I could still crown you today. So the Phil legacy continues
there you
to
go.
Live on.
There you go.
Did you have a good weekend?
Though? We did. Right. Yeah. Good time at the... At the Ithaca Fair, we
were
all of the Richland Center festivities. And
we had a great time at Riverdale.
And Riverdale?
Yeah, Riverdale Homecoming. It's kind of weird. Riverdale won, Richland Center won,
Ithaca
won, and River Valley won. All won their homecoming games.
Happy homecoming
to those
schools.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Doesn't always happen.
No. So, and my dad won. He's heading home today, so he'll have a happy homecoming since I'm
right
there. So.
Right. Well, it was sure nice to have Pa Bray on.
Oh my gosh.
On Friday, that was nice.
Yeah.
You know,
they enjoyed Oakwood too.
Did they?
Oh my goodness, did they enjoy it? So,
well, they had their truck. They could haul some stuff back then.
Well, they hauled my whole shop back.
Did they?
Yeah. It's all the tools that I've stolen from my dad is now retrieved to Arkansas.
Oh, that's good.
So, and I didn't see what he took this morning. So,
okay.
It's all good, though. Uh-huh. I'll get them back, Phil.
Well, yeah.
I'll get them back.
Next time you go to Arkansas.
Yeah, I'll get them back. Yeah.
Bring them back.
I'm going to have to take the trailer. No, I appreciate my parents. I'm very, very blessed to have the parents.
Well, you're blessed to still have them around. And
100%.
You know? But that was fun, you know, talking to him, talking shop about you and things like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Let's continue on. any plans for tonight?
Tonight off, and then rested up for another week. Well, at least we don't have a bunch of homecomings and things like that, so it's a little quieter.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No,
it's a long week for us.
And they all fell about the same time this year too. Yeah. And then, of course, I guess the night parade was well attended, from what I heard, here in Richland Center on Saturday night. Yeah.
Customer Appreciation Days looked like it was a bang at Oakwood. So
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not either.
What a weekend.
What a business. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what a great weekend. It was a great weekend. If you didn't find something to do,
right,
you'd probably sit home on the couch like me.
You weren't looking.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, today's Chet's Chuckle. They always have a chuckle down
there. Were you successful in finding
any
jokes?
Well, not really, but no? I did go to the doctor last week.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was having pains all over.
Really?
Yeah, she walked in and said, "Welcome to the Stone Age, Henry." And I go, "What?" She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "You have gallstones, kidney stones, and bladder stones."
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
What do you call a joke when it isn't funny?
The roundup?
A sentence. Bingo.
Yeah. You know, I was at Walsh's on last Friday trying to find some candy.
Oh, right.
And I walked past the stud finders, boy. They make a lot of noise.
Do they really?
The stud finders.
Must have been aimed at somebody else.
Hey, that's not very nice. Were you in there?
No.
Oh.
All I ask is a chance to prove that money can't make me happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I ask in life.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I just want to try it. People say, "Oh, you got more problems, more money." You know, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were so poor when I was a kid, we couldn't afford to buy food, Phil.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Sad. As a way to make us feel like we're eating, my mom would set us at the table and read recipes to us.
Oh.
And one of my brothers was hard of hearing. He almost starved to death.
Oh, boy. Boy, that's tough. That's tough.
It's tough, Phil.
Yeah.
Where are you
Where are you getting those from? The best of hee-haw there?
Yes.
Oh, boy. You know, I get plenty of exercise here at work. You know, June always says you need to get more exercise. Uh-huh. But I really do. Jumping to conclusions, pushing my luck, and dodging deadlines.
Yeah, you're always.
Yep.
Hey, Phil, have you ever noticed how many towns are named after the water tower?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing?
It's weird how they do that.
Oh, then they got to climb up there and paint it.
I know. Yeah.
Like John Deere Green or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we'll see if we have any better attempts coming up.
We probably won't.
Courtesy of Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such on a Monday, it's Chet's Chuckle.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Hey, an Irishman walks into a bar in Toronto.
Watch it. I'm Irish.
Oh.
Yeah.
I said man, though.
Oh, okay.
An Irishman walks into a bar in Toronto and orders a drink. The bartender, noticing his accent, asks him, "What brings you to Canada?" The Irishman says, "Well, I was in a pub in Dublin, and the coaster under my glass said, 'Drink Canada Dry.' And I said, I thought I'd give it a shot."
So he went there. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's an oldie but a goodie. Oh, boy.
Fun fact, koi fish always travel in groups of four and four.
Koi fish.
Koi fish, yeah. Uh-huh. If attacked, koi A, B, and C will scatter, leaving the behind the decoy.
Oh. Yeah. Again, what do you call a joke when it isn't funny?
That was a long sentence.
My farmer friend, Hank, was
having sketchy internet connections.
Really?
So he moved the modem to the barn. Now he has stable Wi-Fi.
it's always stable out there. Have you noticed that?
It is, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so this is how I learned to mind my own business over the weekend, Phil.
Really?
I was walking past the mental hospital the other day, and all the patients were shouting, 13, 13, 13, 13, 13. The fence was too high to see over, but I saw a little gap in the plank, so I looked to see through the hole what was going on. Some idiot poked me in the eye with a stick, and they all started shouting, 14, 14, 14, 14.
There you go. Yeah. You got it. Yeah. 14.
14, 14, 14.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, a new species of head lice have been discovered that is resistant to known to all treatments, Phil.
Head lights or head
lice?
Head lice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it left scientists scratching their heads.
Me too. All you got to do is mention them. And
Hey, you know, I once saw a 3,000-year old oil stain.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was from ancient Greece. That credit, go credit to my my third eye, eyeclopulates or the
what
from Chris Kenyon. You know, the tricopal. The
Oh yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Cyclops.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
he's a biclops.
Oh well, you got your kicker yet or not?
No, not yet. No? Are we close? Do you have any more?
Well, not much.
Hey, here's something that's funny. My dad was in his car, and he goes, cars these days have too many gadgets. I've tried to put my car in reverse, and it played a video of someone being run over.
Oh!
That's my father.
Backup camera. You know, yeah. I don't use the backup camera much because the Vibe doesn't have one. And then I get in our newer car, and
it's like, hey.
Like, June's like, look at the camera. I'm like, what? What? Look at the camera.
Yeah, what camera?
What camera?
Am I on TV?
You know, Madison's been telling me, you know, that you got to cut back on some things here and there. And they're suggesting that we have a paperless office.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Everything is going to go well, except I'm not sure about the bathroom.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, speaking of bathrooms, Phil, I had a random thought last night. Why does toilet paper need a commercial?
I don't know.
Who's not buying this?
That's a good point.
Who's not buying toilet paper?
But there's some that's not really worth buying, really.
100%.
The one-ply sheer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got time for a dad joke?
I guess that's what we'll do. Is that the kicker?
No. Oh. Over 100 years ago, two brothers announced they could fly. Turns out they were right.
They were right.
Yes.
Rights.
Rights.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. 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 Let me see if I can find my kicker here, Phil.
Boo hiss. Boo hiss.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I even have extra jokes left over.
Wow.
It's kind of weird.
Well, you'll have to save them for...
I'll save them for next week. Well, here we go, Philip. I hope this... here we go. They go to the... two older people go to the doctor, and he advises them to start to write everything down. Okay, an older couple. A couple of days later, the wife asks her husband if he could go and get her some strawberries from the shop. He says, strawberries? Not an issue. I'll be back shortly. She says, actually, I would quite like some ice cream with the strawberries. Okay. He says, strawberries and ice cream? Not an issue. She says, write it down. Remember what the doctor said. He says, no. It's all right. I can remember that. She says, well, I'd like some chocolate syrup as well. He says, strawberries, ice cream, chocolate, and chocolate syrup. Altogether, I'll remember that. No, write it down, replies the wife. So he's content with himself and being able to remember this. The old man heads off to the shop without writing it down. 20 minutes later, he returns with bacon, tomato, and eggs. She says, you idiot, I told you to write it down. You forgot the sausage.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Good one,
tough,
Hank. Good
tough
one.
Jokes. Mm-hmm. Tough jokes.
Tough, so, yeah, tough. Tough.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I got to find another kicker for next week, though.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, you got a week to do it, so good
Can
luck.
You give me any more, or is a week of...
Huh?
It's a long time to find a kicker.
That is. That's so. quite a sentence.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Hey, and be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is on Saturday, October 18th. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU Shredding event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots on Saturday, October 18th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Limit to 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you feel.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors just introduced 0% for 96 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $206 a month. Mid-sized compact tractors with loaders as low as $292 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right. Your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
This day in history, in 1927, the era of talking pictures arrived with the opening of The Jazz Singer, starring Al Jolson. 1976, Republican President Gerald R. Ford in his second presidential debate with Democrat Jimmy Carter. And in 2010, Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Roy Halladay tossed just the second postseason no-hitter in Major League Baseball history, blanking the Reds 4-0. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Alan Hansen from Five Points Lutheran Church. To Jane Adams from your best sister ever, Jill. And also from friends from Arch, Ancestors of Richland County Hills. Happy birthday, Jane Adams from Leonard. Have a great day today, Sophia Ullman from St. Mary School. Grammy Kelly from the Nortes. The Norte ladies, Elsa, Josie, and Nadia from Aaron and Frank, too. We love you lots. Happy birthday to Janie Cooper from your pal Lenny Boy. And have a great day today. Have a happy birthday Kelly Worthington, lots of love from Grant, Morgan, Brooklyn, and Danielle. Today from Bob and Heidi Shear, we salute the likes of Richard Newman and Zach Fink, celebrating birthdays today. Happy birthday as well to Dennis Muller and Ron Granger from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Wishes to Esme Roan, number 16, from Mom, Dad, and Wesley. 16, wow, okay. Have a great day, Esme, as well from the RC Lions. Also to Achilles Banker and Ruby Carter. Zach Fink celebrates today and anniversaries. Today, best wishes to Darren and Cammy Bradley, to Jody and Dan Carter, Ken and Bonnie Murr, and Garrett and Demi Vitesnik. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday to Richard Newman, to Karen Sumwalt and Kelly Worthington. Happy anniversary, Dominic and Shelley Anderson, Ken and Bonnie Murr, and Kevin and Cindy O'Halloran. Muscatine Blue River and Avoca Lions wishing the best to Jane Keller and to Morgan Seifert. Happy anniversary, Dean and Sue Garut, Nick and Angie Newman, Heather and Derek Wallen, and Dave and Linda Lewis. Happy birthday, Michael Johnson, Zach Fink, and Shawnee Melby, along with Karen Sumwalt from Beulah Wesleyan Church. And happy anniversary, Dominic and Shelley Anderson. And happy anniversary to Ken and Bonnie Murr from Park Street Christian Church.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Lawyer talk. Lawyers can talk down to you, get you confused, and still not answer your questions. And then they charge you for the confusion. I like talking with people, helping them think through their questions, and answering them in a simple way. I hate lawyer talk, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Happy apple season from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Bite into the best with Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more perfect for eating or cooking. The bakery is full of fall favorites, apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, pick up a caramel apple, plus grab fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin squash, and colorful fall mums. And here's the sweetest deal. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fall flavors come alive.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Brewers and Cubs game two tonight. It's 8 minutes after eight. That's when it will start. So a little late in Milwaukee. You'll have to get a nap today. Of course, we'll have it on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. And using a line from Mike Clemens, who joins us on Friday for a statewide look at sports, he said it best. He said, it's 8 minutes after the hour because it takes you 8 minutes to find which channel it's on. Right? Not if it's on the radio, though. Right. Joanne is coming up with the next news, and right now, this is Buck Owens and the Buckaroos.
It takes people like you to make people like me. From the great Rocky Mountains to the shores of the sea. From the sands of the desert to the tall oak tree. It takes people like you to make people like me. Those skies may turn gray for a while. You can brighten each day with a smile. And wherever you go, I want you to know. It takes people like you to make people like me. It takes people like you to make people like me. From the snows of Alaska down to sunny Tennessee. And from New York City to Los Angeles. It takes people like you to make people like me.
Those skies may turn gray for a while. You can brighten each day with a smile. And wherever you go, I want you to know, it takes people like you to make people like me. It takes people like you to make people like me.
This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 53 degrees in Richland Center. Mainly cloudy and much cooler today with occasional showers, a few rumbles of thunder possible, a high of 64. Tonight, showers ending by midnight or so, decreasing clouds and chilly late, a low of 45. In Richland Center, it's a cloudy 53 degrees. WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Following the presence of E. coli bacteria detected in the water supply, Pine Valley Community Village is updating residents, families, staff, and the community of its plans to investigate and mitigate its water concerns while emphasizing that the health and safety of its residents and staff remain the top priority. Pine Valley first discovered the presence of bacteria in the water supply during routine monitoring at the end of September. Brittany Paulus is the nursing home administrator at Pine Valley Community Village.
Our requirement is we're supposed to take water samples every month. It's quarterly, but we do it monthly just because of a private well. On 9/22, we took our normal water sample in, and somehow the results came back that we were coliform positive. Immediately went to bottled water just because coliform itself, while it's not necessarily overly exciting, it can cause extra bacteria to grow. It can make people sick. So we did a lot of research, asked a lot of questions, you know, brought DHS in, asked DNR questions, reached out to well specialists, and we came to the consensus it was important to go to water was safe, that we knew was safe, that we knew wasn't going to have a bacteria in it until we got our second results. So essentially when we got the results on the 24th, so we sent them in on the 22nd, we got them back on the 24th, we had to send in a new sample on the 25th and wait. So we got our results on the 26th stating that one of our water samples from the second sample that we took was E. coli positive, which obviously is scary. We don't want that in our system. We don't want that in our pipes. We don't want that in our residents. So the original decision to go directly to bottled water when the first test positive without E. coli being present was the quickest and best move that we've made, because now here we are continuing with samples throughout the building. We've had DNR out for a level two. Can we figure out where this is coming from? The day DNR came out, we took samples from our reservoir, took samples from a fire hydrant that was across the road from us. We took it from our kitchen sink. We took it from the assisted living, and we took it from the skilled nursing side. Just kind of cover the bases of the entire building. All of them came back coliform positive. the fire hydrant and the reservoir both came back E. coli positive. So essentially, we have a lot to figure out with DNR, with the DHS, with infection preventionists, with public health.
Pine Valley continues to implement water safety protocols, including the use of bottled water for drinking, food preparation, bathing, and other needs. Corrective investigative actions are also being implemented.
We've chlorinated our reservoir as a precautionary measure. Essentially, what that means is we dumped 7 gallons of bleach into our reservoir. So we had our reservoir inspected back in June. So we reached out to the gentleman because essentially what I want to do is get cameras to go down and take a look into all of our pipes and essentially bomb our pipes with it. So turning on all the faucets, turning on all the showers, turning on everything that we use that has a water source. And then essentially we'll drain our reservoir and then sanitize and then go back to normal and hope that moving forward we figure it out. So if we have a pipe that happens to be faulty and has a crack or chips or a tiny little hole in it that can introduce that type of bacteria, then essentially we would dig that specific area up and repair that pipe or replace that pipe. But we have to find the source first. We have to find out where this is coming in. We need to keep the resident safe. We need to make sure that we can go back to business as usual. This is a shock to our resident. This is a shock to our staff and essentially all of us to try to navigate life after not being able to use your everyday water and being able to wash your hands, you know, with a sink. And we really had to accommodate those changes, but I'm hoping that we have the support of the county board. We're keeping them up to date, and hopefully we'll be able to just make those decisions on an emergency basis.
All residents will continue to be monitored closely, and families will be kept updated. Officials with the Pine Valley Community Village are working closely with local and state health authorities to ensure the safety of the water supply and will provide further updates as soon as test results confirm the water is safe for normal use. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss might not run for office next year. Speaking to WISN's Up Front, the Burlington Republican says he's not entirely decided. Voss has served in the Assembly since 2005 and has held the Speaker's seat since 2013. Voss recently faced a stiff primary challenge from supporters of President Donald Trump, who thought he should have done more to help the president during the aftermath of the 2020 election. He says he's excited to work with a governor other than Tony Evers, but that he'll make a decision in January of next year. At the Capitol, a bill to allow accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, to be built statewide may be amended. The measure would prohibit the units from being used as short-term rentals. During a public hearing, Representative Dave Armstrong said many communities lacked the means to enforce that, and the bill specifies no penalties for violating the prohibition. The Rice Lake Republican told the bill's author, Representative Joy Gobin, that adding a penalty would allow municipalities to generate revenue to cover enforcement costs. Gobin, a Hobart Republican, noted community in her district has seen a lot of growth in short-term rentals and said she'd be willing to work with Armstrong on an amendment. An ADU is a secondary housing unit, like a basement, apartment, or detached backyard cottage that includes a kitchen and bathroom facilities, offering homeowners rental income or space for family. Gobin's bill is part of a larger package from Assembly Republicans with the goal of alleviating Wisconsin's dire shortage of affordable housing. A new state law offers protections to victims of deep fakes. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques said victims whose images are manipulated into synthetic deep fake pornography for online display and distribution now have strong legal protections. Wisconsin Act 34, which Jacques authored with State Representative Brent Jacobson, was signed into law by Governor Tony Evers on Friday. Evers said that ensures the state's criminal code is updated to reflect the increasing use and potential misuse of artificial intelligence. Senator Jacques cited a study from the cybersecurity company DeepTrace, which found that about 96% of deepfake material is non-consensual pornography and exclusively targets and harms women. This month, the State Department of Transportation urges parents and caregivers to set good examples for teen drivers. Isabella Nieto has more.
A teen driver is involved in a crash every 28 minutes in Wisconsin. In 2024, teen drivers were involved in over 18,000 crashes statewide, causing 70 fatalities and over 5,000 injuries. 24 teenage drivers were killed in these crashes. October is Teen Driver Safety Month, encouraging parents and caregivers to teach their teens how to drive safely. In a video released by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, State Trooper Drager urged parents to make sure their teens know the rules of the road before getting behind the wheel.
Your teen watches how you drive, so be sure to set the right example. Be consistent with the message you tell your teen and your own driving behaviors.
The Wisconsin DOT urges parents and caregivers to have conversations with their teens about the importance of safe driving and being clear about the rules. Never drive impaired, buckle up, avoid distractions, and watch the speed limit.
We all have a role in keeping teens safe on the road. Thanks for doing your part.
For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Fall has begun, and the American Red Cross urges you to mark the season with a life-saving blood or platelet donation to help keep the blood supply strong. Donors of all blood types especially are needed. Many daily routines shift as the seasons change, but blood and platelet donations must remain top of mind. Fall into donating blood or platelets now. A blood drive will be held this afternoon from 1 to 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain, and a blood drive will be held Wednesday from 9 to 2 at Wisconsin Heights High School. Make an appointment to give at any blood drive now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Monday, October 6th. Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died October 1st. A funeral service will be held today at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Gaze Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church today from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Mike Anderson, 60 of Rural Muscadet, died September 29th at home. Memorial services will be held at 3 today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 1 until the time of service at 3. Mike Anderson, 60 of Rural Muscadet. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83, died September 29th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul's Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88 of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova, died suddenly Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 o'clock Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center, died September 26th following a courageous battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to your local community animal shelter. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest development in the use of National Guard troops in American cities. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on what's happening in Portland and Chicago.
A federal judge overnight temporarily blocked the deployment of any National Guard units to Oregon. Now the Trump administration is considering sending 400 troops from Texas to Illinois to stand watch over immigration and customs enforcement activities. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker calls it, quote, Trump's invasion. Texas Governor Greg